Hi, dear. I'm calling today. I need to order a pizza from one of the mushers.
The messages say things like good luck and keep on mushing. Some are inside jokes or written in a language that Peace on Earth owners Davida and Brett Hansen don't even understand.
So you get love from mom and dad. Oh, and can you put a heart on there? Sure, we can put a heart on there. You know, so you do get, you get the more personal messages, but that's okay, you know.
A few make you want to cry. That's what happened last year when Australian musher Christian Turner's wife called in an order from their home in Queensland over 6,500 miles away. She included a message from their baby daughter.
The message on there says, love you, daddy, from your bubby girl. And when he read that, he just teared up. And it got the whole Iditarod checkpoint emotional, and the girls were tearing. And I mean, it was just, it was the most gut-wrenching happiness I'd ever seen, because it was, he was so just, when he saw that, he was, you know, there was that connection. And yeah, it was way cool.
The Hansons have recognized that connection for years. They've operated Peace on Earth since they fired up the pizza oven the day after Christmas 1996. Their house is right next door, and when the Iditarod racers are coming through, they're often going back and forth between home and the restaurant, taking orders and making the pizzas, rolling out dough, spreading the dark red tomato sauce, sprinkling toppings like cheese, pepperoni, and sausage, and firing the pies in the oven.
This is for homes, so that's what we're doing.
Brett is constantly checking the Iditarod's GPS tracker to make sure he's ready to cook the right pizza for the right musher at the right time, to get it to them still hot when they get here.
The river, how far up?
Eaton Station.
Okay, got it. So another hour.
Brett remembers seeing Swiss musher Sven Haltman's eyes light up when he got a pizza and a message from afar.
And he turns around and says, wow, really? This is from so-and-so and so-and-so. And his face changed and his eyes lit up and everything lit up all at the same time. But just the light in his eyes and the change in his whole posture and emotion is just so memorable in my mind that I think of him as the first one.
Iditarod musher Matt Hall arrived here in fourth place Sunday.
We'll see here. Day G, 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 Day G. G, G, good, G, 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 good, good, good.
After bedding down and feeding his dogs, Hall ambles into the checkpoint building to get something to eat for himself. Hall takes a big bite of the cheese pizza from a box with his name on it.
Yeah, this is super cool. This is really hitting the spot. No, this is delicious.
Scrawled atop the box are the words, good luck at the race, have fun. It's from a fourth grade class in West Newbury, Massachusetts. The Hansons say the pizza messaging really took off with a group of fans known as the Ugly Dogs, cultivated online by Wisconsin writers and dog mushers Blair Braverman and Quince Mountain. They're a married couple who've both run the Iditarod. The Ugly Dogs comprise a wide and active network online, and when they learned they could buy pizzas for mushers about 5 years ago, the orders started pouring in. Brett says at first the Ugly Dogs ordered pizzas for specific mushers, but some mushers would have a stack of them at the checkpoint and others wouldn't have any.
They decided that nobody should go without a pizza, and they made sure everybody down to the Red Lantern had a pizza.
Nowadays, the mushers come in anticipating the pizza and the heartfelt messages. Davida says a former Iditarod musher recently explained how good it felt to get a hot pizza with a warm note.
I was like, okay. That's why we do it now. You know, we do it so somebody knows they're thinking, you know, they're being thought of.
It's a busy time for the Hansons and Peace on Earth, but they say it's worth it. They're running a business after all, and the Iditarod orders represent a spike in their profits. Still, they know what they're doing is more than just selling pizza. It's a connection between people, sometimes thousands of miles apart, that makes it something special. In Uniloquit, I'm Casey Grove.
Good morning. I'd like to order a pizza for one of the mushrooms.